Network. I want to jam in a few final calls in this segment because so much key stuff's coming up in the retransmission. But if you go to my Facebook account that's linked on Infowars.com, you can see all the other flyers people are making. If you don't like the V in that letter, it really scares you. Then you can, there's resistance. Join the resistance with a big R. Oh, but it says we are legion. The fan man, they'll think that's the devil. Actually, you can't use that. Can't use anything. But I didn't make it, so I'm not ooga booging you. Maybe we can use the one with St. Michael killing or stabbing the devil with V for resistance. Now they'll say that's satanic, too. I guess it's got a devil on it. So don't use any of it. Just don't do the contest. It's all over. Don't even do the answer 1984, 1776. Don't stand up against Homeland Security brainwashing people with their own contest to get videos produced by citizens about spying on each other. Just everything's the devil, so just give up, and that's the end of it. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Let's talk to Sovereign Space in California. You're on the air, Sovereign Space.
Thing that's happening is about jobs and money, and that's all that's ever been. So if you want to save the dollar, then you're into government. There is no good, bad government. That's what it stands for.
Okay, ma'am, I appreciate your call. You call every day under a different name, and it's not that we're ignoring you, but we get about 100 calls a day from you here at the office, and I just can't handle it. Thank you, though. Let's talk to Tony in Seattle. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for all you're doing. You're leaving a positive legacy. Well, I have been kind of an announcement, I guess. I'm a soldier, incident commander for hazmat and mass casualty in Washington State, EMT 15 years. About 4 months ago, I watched one of these DVDs on police state, and I had a great realization that 3 years ago, I was in one of those trainings. And it was hard to assimilate that, but in Washington State, what they were doing was Mission Evergreen. And all the civilians were doing their jobs, the EMTs, the airport fire, all that kind of thing. We were doing something different. And we were to escort the top politicians from small industrial airports to shelters that we didn't know of. That wasn't the scary part. The scary part was I'm the hand-to-hand instructor. And when they're asking us to do role-playing on taking citizens off the street who are saying, I'm your uncle, I go to your church, I go to your wife's school, what are you doing to me? And we said, hell no, what this is, you know, what is this about? And the other thing was we had several forces that were there. We didn't even know what the hell country they were from.
Yeah, let me stop you. I've been to many urban warfare drills where they're practicing putting citizens in camps and where the troops train with foreign troops with role players saying, I'm your father, I'm your uncle, we have rights, don't take my guns. And you're saying you were in one of those training drills.
And what I'm saying today is if you're an officer, if you're a fireman, if you're a security guard, be wary. There's going to be a point in time when you're going to have a pivotal moment when you're standing there in your uniform. And you're going to have a deep realization, please listen to me, people. Tell anyone you know that are in these categories of jobs. They're going to have a stark realization that they are part of the big deal. They're going to have a choice to make. Either lay down and go home or fight back or what, you know, whatever they do. But don't give in to it.
But you're saying you weren't aware of what was going on at the time. It was later when you saw the big picture that you understood. But, I mean, were others questioning? Why are
no,
we trying to...
No, I questioned it then. And what happened was there was six of us that were very specialized. I was a bodyguard for top-ranking military. That was my job. There's only 1,600 of us in all the services. My military card says indefinite. I cannot separate. Okay? I'm one of those. And when we came back, and I have a great relationship with the 06 colonel, I worked with him every day, and I said, sir, what the hell's going on? And I also said, we brought guys all the way from the eastern side of our state to do this exercise, and when any of them were questioning what was happening, they were put in their barracks and said, well, we don't need you anymore, this drill. And they sat there for 3 and 4 days on their bunk.
Well, you know what they were doing? They were finding out who will go along with the martial law and who won't. You know what? This is so powerful. This information is so important. We're going to come back and continue Overdrive. briefly with you and finish up with you, because I was going to get your number and have you back on, but I've been there. I've seen the training. I want to give you the floor for about 5 minutes when we come back, then we'll join the retransmission as it was going. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Central Standard Time in 35 seconds, the 24th day of January 2011. And if you weren't tuned in earlier, I've gone into overdrive because Tony in Seattle was in the military as a bodyguard. They were doing drills, and we actually haven't. They're not secret, but they've never really been aired on television. Government training videos back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. We've even used a few clips of them in our films, well, in an upcoming film, where they were training under nuclear attack to move the mayor, the county commissioners, others, local Congress people who are in town who aren't in Washington into secret bunkers. And that's how the feds federalized them. Oh, the feds are here to help. But then I've been to countless, I mean, many, many urban warfare drills where they have foreign troops with Marines, Army, National Guard. They're doing gun confiscation. They've got hired role players screaming, I'm your uncle, I'm your dad, I'm your mom. Don't take me to the camp. I've got a right to own this gun. We've got that in Police State 2000 video I shot. And I remember playing that in 99 in Police State 2000 on local access TV and it going out on VHS to people and getting letters and calls saying, you hired that Coronado troop ship to land. You hired those warrior fighting vehicles. You hired those foreign troops. That's not real. And I remember Rick Linkletter, the director, saw it. And I told him that people didn't believe it was real. And he goes, well, I know people in California that saw it happen. He goes, this would take $20, $30 million to shoot one of these scenes. You would win a Academy Award for this. Of course it's real. And it was on the news. CNN said, oh, they're training for Macedonia. It was in the newspaper that it happened. My film had the news articles on still, not real. That was 12 years ago, back when people were not acclimated by the media to accept troops on the streets and checkpoints and TSA. And so, yes, going back for over 15 years, they've been training the military to take your guns, to go door to door, to take you to FEMA camps. And you notice they didn't bring food or water in for 5 days. They wouldn't let folks walk out on the high and dry highways in New Orleans. They went to the richest areas, high and dry. The poor areas are down low, generally, in New Orleans. Multi-million-dollar homes, and went in and busted open gun safes and took people's guns while they were home and put them in handcuffs. I mean, this was to see if the military and police would do this. Now, you heard Tony, and I know his story's true because I'm even aware of Operation Evergreen. I'm aware of the drills they've run, NLE-09, all of them. And I've already been to drills like this. This stuff's all public now. Years ago, it was very secretive, and they lied to the local media for what it was for. But the number one thing it's there for is to find troops that'll do it. Those that don't, they can find them to barracks. Just as he said, they get sent off to Iraq. They get the big, you know, list of injections to be given as guinea pigs. They get DU duty to take care of, you know, to clean the DU weapons, you know, the firearms and cannons and guns that have been used, the howitzers that have been firing DU. Literally. You get sent overseas to die and to get an early death from cancer. Those that say yes get promoted up the chain, then get brought into InfraGuard over local civilian spy forces. Just in the last 2 months, my father, who's a dentist, was approached by Homeland Security, not even knowing that he was my dad. One of his patients approached him and said, we want you to spy on people. He said, he didn't say anything. He said, I think I ought to get involved. I said, no, don't do that. Don't get involved to find out what's going on. We already know. Don't get involved. Then he was telling Dr. King about it in the break room. And Dr. King went, yeah, they came to my house, separate people, a week ago. So just in my life, they're getting all the professionals to spy. You see the TSA ads going out, the TV news pieces, spy on your neighbors, nothing safe, you can only trust Homeland Security. It's about more mistrust in each other and then only trusting our loving government who's busy robbing us blind. We know this is a classical takeover program happening, and now it's coming to a head. So, Tony, I want you to start over from the beginning. You've got the floor here for a few minutes. Where the drill was, what was happening, all the details you just covered, and then more. Break down your concern, how they can find folks that knew it was wrong. Break it down for us.
Okay. Well, first, the thing that we have to understand is there's a National Guard, okay, and many states have what's called a State Guard. And Washington State, through Gary Locke some, I don't know, 10 years ago or whenever, reinstigated the State Guard. The guys used to be old retirees just watching the museum. So they outfitted us. I was one of the people that were supposed to bring it up to strength, do the hand-to-hand, you know, all the rifle, all the stuff that we have to do to get guys. We're hiring civilians because this is a volunteer. You're still liable for UCMJ military law. You still get rank. And if you were prior service or currently serving, you can gain rank within that.
So they're now federalizing the State Guards, which we've confirmed. They have State Guards from Alabama to Texas at local high school football games searching three-year-olds with their Hello Kitty purses. We actually have photos of that in my police state film that we made in 2005, 911, Rise of the Police State. So, yes, I can confirm that as well. So they have regular Army, like my cousin, who they bring in to train the National Guard and the State Guard for martial law. Please continue.
And, you know, one of the things about them that we have to understand is some of the guys you're looking at in uniform are an accountant, never did basic, or a gas station worker or something. And I don't have anything against that. You know, I like people, you know, serving for the good. But we're getting right back into that thing of, do you want some guy who's always wanted to pull a trigger or beat someone over the head who doesn't really have any military training or...
He's not fighting real enemies. He's been trying to fight his new enemy, the American people. Let's get back to this drill, shepherding the politicians out. That's very important.
So what they were doing was all the civilian workers, whether it be an EMT, a doctor, a hospital facility or whatever, were doing moulage scenarios. Like, there's a plane down, there's a fire over here, there's an outbreak of something there. Meanwhile, us and our little group were going back and forth, hand-carrying special people of status to bunkers that we didn't even know about. And when we had gotten back, I asked the colonel about that, and he kind of had a slight eye toward me, like, why are you really... you know, asking, but being one of the senior NCOs and in charge of half the platoon, you know, I need to know what's going on. And then when we went back out the next day, the second day, they started doing these moulage scenarios of taking over school kids, colleges, people out of their truck driving down the street, you know, searching and doing all this. But I wasn't training those people. And what I noticed was the civilians, the role players, they're not real civilians, were saying things like, "Why, you know, I know you from church. Why are you doing this?" Or, you know, "I'm a good guy. I don't have anything here. Why are you, you know, arresting me? I work with your wife. Why are you doing, I'm an American." They're gearing these people up to just dissolve that,
that bond,
finality, knowing that that's wrong.
And that's what the 9,000 locations with telescreens saying don't trust your neighbor are. They're really gearing up. They actually could drop the hammer now. We're entering, years ago I said, look, it could take decades. Now we're here.
No.
Absolutely. So they're training them to take people out of cars, load them on Army trucks.
Yep. And the other thing is their structure is this. Locate them, obtain them, bring them to the quarantine area, and then they go to the docks where the trains are.
Okay, I know. And on top of this, this came out in Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They'll use any excuse to drill, trying to get local police and firemen to round up people for forced inoculation. The problem was they wanted to shoot them up with smallpox in 2002, so they said no, so they couldn't even do it. Now they've told them, okay, you don't have to take it, but you're going to make everybody else take it. And now they have the clergy response teams. We got the internal documents 3 years before it was mainstream news. People couldn't believe it, training the clergy to tell their flocks to go to the FEMA camps, to turn over their firearms. It's of the Lord, Romans 13. We've only got about 2 minutes left in this segment. Finish up with the military that said no. What happened to them?
And we're talking about very gifted soldiers here. The backbone of this unit, probably eight of us, four from the other side of the state and four of us from here.
You're training the local civilian goon squad.
Right. And so we went to the logistics area, you know, with all the big screens, the big thing you see on TV. And we went in to talk to the bird colonel who's exercising this mission and said, you know, what is going on? What are we doing? And we were literally told to stand by and go to the barracks, and they'll have a mission for us shortly, which they never had anything after that. We went to the colonel after that, who I worked personally for, and watched him, bodyguard him.
I understand. What happened? Tell us.
They took my ID away and said, you're not in the Washington State Guard anymore. Thank you for your service.
Yep. And again, they're looking, it's a drill, just like with TSA. They go, is the radiation dangerous? Is this violating rights? Boom, you're out. They're finding the dumbest, that's why they won't hire cops under over 100 IQ now. And we got a minute left. Any other tidbits?
Got to tell you this real important. Okay, now let me tell you this. They retired me early, okay? And so then I went into the VOC rehab program where you get trained for a new position, okay? And one of my colleagues that I went through the 3 years of the school with that was an airman who was physically at NORAD who was told to stand down. And I tried to get that to your producers, but here's a great kid, and I've known him for 4 years, and he's a hell of a good airman, 4-point student.
Yeah,
and what they do is the guys that they told to stand down during 9/11 were obviously, you know, a miss. They're like, hell no, you know, forget it. You know, why aren't we doing anything? And you got top brass in there from all forces. So, you know, they're having to stay, you know, in line. And as soon as that event was over, within days, they basically gave anybody that gave a little inkling of decisiveness about that, and they exited these airmen and soldiers out on mental anxieties to be retrained.
Oh, yeah, they always did. That happened in World War II. If you complained about faulty parts in your plane, you were given a Section 8 mental illness situation. We're going to get your name and number. I'd like to talk to you again. You ought to write an article for us under a pen name, and we'd publish it at InfoWars.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live. Many days we do 4 hours, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I got a bunch of economic news, a bunch of internet censorship. Google openly announcing intensified censorship. Drudge Report's got this link today. Very important information. That is call all coming up. More on our V for Victory campaign and the amazing feedback I'm getting on that. I'll just tell you now, Travis, one of our IT guys, I've just gone ahead and hired two more people on top of the two we have to accelerate our social network, the redesign of InfoWars, Prison Planet, all the things we're doing. When we put the ad out and hired them, folks didn't know where they were getting hired. And this guy had heard the show off and on in Austin over the years, but, you know, was somewhat of a listener, but not a huge fan. Then he finally told some of his friends this weekend where he works. And they're like, oh, my gosh, we're hanging up V for Victory posters all over the office. And a lot of their friends are doing it. That's great, but we need to get those out on the street poles, out in the public places wherever it's legal and lawful. Of course, you'll see a garage sale sign and nobody pulls it down. And then sometimes when you put it up, they say, oh, it's illegal to hang it in public places in our town. But then we've gone and checked in many areas. It's actually not, especially they haven't been enforcing it against the dog grooming signs and garage sale signs and cookie sale signs that go up everywhere. Our liberty and our freedom is important, and it's our free speech, and all of America is a free speech zone. All the public commons are a free speech zone. A free speech zone is not in your living room, or if you own a newspaper, it's not, you know, that newspaper is yours. You know, that's not a free speech zone. That's your free speech zone. But when it's public places, it certainly is. So that is coming up as well. I've got a little stack of abortion news here. And I'm going to start getting into this now and get more into it later. But I rarely find myself agreeing with Governor Rick Perry. He's the guy that tried to push through the NAFTA superhighways and the toll roads on 8,000 miles of existing Texas roads. He's the guy that tried to force the Gardasil shots on Texas schoolgirls that they admit doesn't protect you from the papillomavirus that can cause cancer in the cervix and that is very dangerous and has caused a lot of deaths. And that's on record. It caused deaths during the trials and since then. So I'm not a big fan of Rick Perry, but when someone does something right, you've got to give them credit. When Glenn Beck comes out and admits the government wants to reduce world population and gives the documents, got to give him credit. When he talks about the private Federal Reserve taking over America, got to give him credit. They're going in the right direction. And that's because you, their viewers, their listeners, their constituents are demanding it. The system with the Overton window, what is seen as politically acceptable, is trying to do radical things to pull the political debate to the extreme so that things that would have been extreme don't look as extreme because they're pushing for such extreme things on the other end. Well, we're pulling the Overton window of what's politically acceptable back the other way towards constitutional common sense and what this nation was founded on. The system has tried to demonize it. It's tried to make gun ownership look bad. It's tried to make private property look bad. It's tried to make the family look bad with all the dramas and sitcoms. And you see the messages all over TV and all, you know, in the movies and culture. But the point is, we're beginning to win this info war. Every study shows it. If you go back to the time of Roe v. Wade, 1973, the polls were roughly 50-50. Some of the polls lean towards 55-45 or a little bit more of the population being pro-abortion because it was sold like a human right, like suffrage for women or voting for blacks. Now today, and they run the gamut, but all polls that are scientific show above 60% being against abortion, some over 80%. And every year, the numbers flip towards common sense and pro-life. And so they can yell, they can scream, they can have shows on MTV glorifying abortion all they want. It isn't working. And Rick Perry is doing something I really agree with. I do not like in Travis County with my office here having to pay Travis County franchise taxes, which is really a hidden sales tax on businesses or really a hidden income tax on businesses. And the hospital district tax and the rest of it to make me pay millions of dollars. That is, Austinites have to pay millions of dollars, over $3 million a year total, to pay for abortions. And people are coming from all over the state in the last year to have them here, including late-term abortions. Those are babies that can be adopted up. There's on average a two-year waiting list for them. There are all these big groups that will pay women to have their babies and adopt them, mainly Christian groups. They don't ever tell the women that. They don't tell them that Planned Parenthood was founded to carry out eugenics. We're going to cover this big development with Rick Perry and some other abortion news on the other side. But first, the government and Cass Sunstein have announced the Fairness Doctrine and that we need to give equal time to their position. And so I've decided when we come back that we're going to talk to David Rockefeller's spirit guide and give the soul of the New World Order a little bit of time here on air. So we're going to hear from the other side equal time.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention American pigs, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, landowners. We have destroyed your families. We have destroyed your moral compass. We have taken your country over. We are the New World Order banking syndicate. Our ally, China, has enslaved and murdered its people by the tens of millions. Soon, the forced abortion and the one-child policy that our servant Ted Turner has called for will be upon you. The world government is here. Most of your population has already succumbed to our mind control system, and now we are going to bring in our world government. Keep taking the vaccines. Continue dying from all of the cancer viruses that we add to them. Drink the sodium fluoride and hundreds of other chemicals that we add. There is nothing you can do to the New World Order. There is no way you can stop our globalist takeover. Resistance to us is futile. Turn away from God. There is no God. Give yourself to world government. Only believe in materialism. Fight with your family. Turn in your firearms. Don't spend time with your children. Watch sports and nothing but sports. Take your Prozac. When the school tells you to put your five-year-old on Ritalin, don't read the insert that it causes their brain to shrink and causes brain damage. Submit to us. It's like easing yourself into a hot bathtub and slitting your wrist. Give in to the new world order. Do not resist. Do not resist. Do not resist. The Federal Reserve is here to help you. Oh, words are dangerous. Don't be angry at your government amassing giant paramilitary force against you. If you are listening to this transmission, you are not the resistance. You are not the resistance. No, 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 don't resist. They're resisting.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, there's spare time to David Rockefeller. He wanted the time. Jay Rockefeller's calling for a return to the fairness doctrine. And so we may now, at least a few times a week, try to give them equal time. And that's really what the New World Order wants for all of us. So keep drinking your fluoride water. You heard it directly from the Ninth Circle of Hell, a report from David Rockefeller on what he thinks would be good for this country and the rest of the world. Here's an interesting report dealing with China. General Motors China sales passed U.S. for the first time in history. Well, yeah, part of the stimulus package went to build factories in Brazil and China and Eastern Europe. GM sold more cars in China than the U.S. for the first time. Toyota keeps title for most global sales. We'll be looking at China coming up in T-minus 1 hour in the middle of the next hour. Deep look at China. Continuing here with the good news. So, the polls show it. The numbers of abortions are overall down. The vast majority of citizens now know it is a baby. They know it's alive. You're talking over 90% in major polls that are against late-term or third-trimester abortions, upwards of 80% against all abortion, period. It is incredible. It's used as a contraceptive. Planned Parenthood, of course, was set up by the Rockefeller Foundation on record via Margaret Sanger to, quote, get rid of the undesirables, namely black people. That was their quote. The, quote, social weeds, societal weeds is the precise quote. And 52%, I kept saying 51% and I was corrected, 52% of blacks never make it out of the womb. We're talking close to 20% of whites, Hispanics, never make it out of the womb. It's terrible. Where are the civil rights activists trying to stop this Holocaust? Well, they're the, quote, mainline liberals who are bankrolled by this system. And to be a, quote, liberal, you've got to be pro-abortion. And then once people have had abortions, they tend to psychologically defend the abortion and get very, very mad if you speak out against the abortion. Now, Rick Perry is trying to get the legislature to propose a law here in the second most populous state, also the second largest geographically after Alaska, but the second most populous state with, what, 28 million people, to make it to where you have to get a ultrasound before you have an abortion. And the media is spinning it, claiming, why, an abortion's only $300. That's because it's subsidized by the federal government, state government, and Planned Parenthood. They actually cost about $1,000. That's what ends up the money the abortionists get. It's just you put in your $300 into the kitty. You know, abortion when I was in high school was $300 and still $300 20 years later. They're trying to spin it. The truth is there are free clinics all over the state of Texas and all over the country where you can get an ultrasound. If you're pregnant, there's also many organizations and governments move to ban the 3D ultrasounds that they have in shopping malls and places, which are like $100 where you get 3D photos of your child. Because when you see their eyelashes, when you see their little fingers, when you see them sucking their thumb, you don't want to kill them. You've now humanized. You know, people got so freaked out in Iraq with the Marines throwing that puppy off the cliff. Because we've lost our empathy for fellow humans, but we haven't seen simulated murders and killings of dogs on television like we've seen humans being simulated killed. So we become desensitized. Our intellects, our psyches, our hearts become hardened. And so many, quote, liberal comedians and social commentators make sickening jokes about abortion. Oh, but then if you make some mild racial statement, you need to be arrested. See, they're there trying to tell you that you can only have the speech that they approve of. So continuing here, we've got to get behind this in the Texas legislature. It's, quote, women's choice, they say, but statistically, and they break this down in different reports, you can just pull up ultrasound reducing number of abortions. You'll see the studies they've got out worldwide that when a woman sees that baby, instead of going to the abortion clinic where they claim that they're giving you counseling but push you towards the abortion. Remember the famous phone calls a few years ago all over the U.S. where pro-life groups would call up and say, yeah, I want to give $10,000, but I want to make sure it goes to black babies. Can I make sure it only goes to abort black babies? Oh, absolutely, sir. Absolutely. We're with you on that. And then the left covers their hatred of blacks by saying, nobody wants those black babies. Really? My family adopted a so-called minority baby. My parents did. Now, the truth is that the liberals try to keep non-blacks from adopting black children. And that's a big liberal cause celeb by the black activists. Don't let whites adopt blacks. Let us keep our culture. Yeah, let's just go ahead and kill those black babies because we don't want them to actually get along with Whitey. We don't want them to get along with what Chris Matthews called crackers. Again, trying to invoke racial division. The truth is there is more than a six-month waiting list out there for disabled black children. Statistically, the most unwanted. There is a six-month waiting list of good, predominantly Christian families who've got giant hearts and souls who want to love those children. There's a close to a year waiting list for mentally retarded and disabled Asian and Hispanic children. And there are blacks, there are whites, there are Hispanics, there are Asians, there are people who want to adopt all those children. There is close to a three-year waiting list for a Caucasian baby. And if that baby is blonde-haired and blue-eyed, you're talking over a four-year waiting list. You can pull these numbers up. If the child has black hair and blue eyes, or black hair and green, the most coveted, you're talking about a five-year waiting list. It's easier to get a liver than it is to get a black-haired, blue-eyed, or green-eyed child. They are at absolute premium, and it has come out, and we had the senator from Georgia on shortly before she was killed. She was about to break major news, but this has come out in other places, of quotas for children. CPS has quotas, and that's why in so many CPS cases I fought where you'll have black people putting cigarettes out on their kids, you'll have Hispanics doing it, you'll have other people doing it, and the CPS doesn't respond. You see these reports all the time of a, 8-year-old black child who weighed 20 pounds and was found in a crib filled with feces dead, or a 6-year-old that weighed, 25 pounds found dead. You see those articles all the time. The mother's an admitted crackhead. No one cares about the baby. The CPS doesn't take them because that's a black that should have been aborted to begin with, according to these people. I'm sorry if these are hard truths to hear, but when you see CPS taking a child who's three and falls off the swing and breaks a finger in front of witnesses, blonde-haired, blue-eyed. When you see a family who won't give the vaccines to their newborn, and there's no law to do it, but they take them blonde-haired, blue-eyed. I mean, this is well known. It is worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, I knew so many cheerleaders in high school who went and got abortions. Friends of mine who had girlfriends, and they come up with the $300. Their parents wouldn't even be told that 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old girls were having abortions multiple times a year. No one told those cheerleaders, hey, have that baby. I guarantee you the parents would have wanted it, the grandparents would have wanted it, but even if they didn't want that cheerleader's baby, nobody told that cheerleader that there were Christian organizations that would pay her over, and that was back then, $100,000 on top of putting them in an apartment if they wanted, paying for everything, and giving them money for 2 years after the child is born for a total of over $150,000. That's why you see these national billboards that show a woman who looks depressed, and it says, pregnant, thinking of an abortion, call us, there's help. There is an alternative. You call, whether you're black, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, they will help you have that baby. They will help get that baby into a good family. Don't chop them up. And if you don't like hearing that because you're pro-abortion, face it spiritually. Face it psychologically. You've bought into abortion, you've paid for them, or you got friends that have. Just admit you're wrong. And that is the beginning. That is the beginning of healing, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so I can't tell you how many times I've heard on talk radio, not even on my own show, but also on my own show. I mean, I hear it every few weeks when they're having an abortion discussion. The arrogant, moralizing, fake, liberal, 21st century Nazi calls in and says, oh, who's going to adopt these black babies? Who's going to adopt these Hispanic babies? Are you moralizing? They want them dead. They want them chopped up. They want them dead, 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 dead. So, I've also studied this, and you can study this for yourself. In many countries that are even pro-abortion, they still want a sonogram, even though it's not shown to the mother, so they know the position of the baby, of the fetus, and sometimes there's medical complications that could be involved, and so they need to know when they're going in there if they need to, you know, normally they want to do one after as well to make sure everything was cleaned out. Not in the United States, and not in Latin America or Africa. They don't care if something gets left in there. They don't care. They don't tell women that they have a doubling on average. This is conservative. Just pull up studies or abortion cancer studies, and you'll see at least a 50% in uterine. I mean, your body, if the baby needs to die, 99% of the time, and I've talked to medical doctors who deliver babies on this, 99% of the time, if that baby's Down syndrome or that baby's deformed or that baby's got problems, your body will shut off and it's called a miscarriage. Your body, 99% of the time, it's actually almost 100, it's 99 point something, you have to pull it up if you want to see the actual numbers, your body will get rid of it, okay, will get rid of that baby, and then it's not your fault. And then you don't get a massive increase in cancer. You go in to the middle of an incredible biological event with your body building and creating through that placenta a new life form within you. You go in and snuff that out while all the hormones are aligned and everything's operating correctly. And there are many women that get abortion after abortion after abortion. Listen, we tell you that if you've had three consecutive flu shots, it, again, doubles your chances of Alzheimer's. There are scores of mainline studies. Don't believe me? Just search Alzheimer's, flu shot Alzheimer's studies. Don't believe me? Check out all these things I'm telling you. And whether it's sodium fluoride, giving a sevenfold increase in cancer in men, threefold between men and women average together, and that's in the video we put out with mainline U.S. government documents linked under it, that's just a public service announcement. If we come on the air and we break down the fact that abortion more than doubles your chances of uterine cancer, cancer of the uterus, it massively increases cancer of the fallopian tubes, cancer of the ovaries, cancer of the cervix. They don't know why, but it increases cancer of the intestines, of the colon. It's linked to more breast cancer because it causes. That's one of the big confirmed links is breast cancer because they're in a hormone flux connection dealing with metabolic rates with the uterus and the reproductive system. So if you get an abortion and they don't do an ultrasound after it, that's malpractice in Western Europe. I mean, I can't tell you how many women I hear about in the news and how many women I knew. Women who I had, you know, friends who were dating, who would get toxic shock, who would get blood poisoning, who would get flesh-eating bacteria inside of them, because I don't want to get graphic here, but the doctors get sloppy. And, we're trying to save people here. If they leave I'm not going to get into it.
The doctors are supposed to put everything back together to make sure they got it all. A lot of times they don't. Okay, or they, I'm done talking about it. The point is, this stuff is going on, and there needs to be an ultrasound after the event. Okay? Now, Rick Perry, and I've got to salute him, and we'll find out if he thought he had the votes in the House, and if this is a political stunt as he gets ready to run for president. But Perry will push anti-abortion measure. UPI, Texas Governor Rick Perry, said he will introduce emergency legislation requiring women seeking abortions to first get a sonogram of the fetus. Perry, speaking Saturday at the anti-abortion rally in Austin, said the measure would also include the requirement that women listen to the sound of the heartbeat, the Austin American-Statesman reported. It's medically needed to begin with. I don't know if you can make them, because it hadn't been outlawed yet, make them listen to the heartbeat. But there at least needs to be the sonogram. And how about not even make them look at it? They're going to want to look. 99% or more. I mean, I bet 100% are going to want to look at that baby. But just say, oh, you don't need to look if you don't want. We have to do this for medical reasons. And then they're going to want to look. And then they're going to find out the truth. Now, you know what Planned Parenthoods are going to do. They're going to run ultrasounds and other abortuaries, other abortion mills, and not tune it in just right. I've been there for 3 ultrasounds of my children. And you know, before they tune it up, you don't see those eyes, those hands, and everything else. So we need to make sure, that's something that needs to be checked if this passes, that they tune it. And that they make sure you are seeing the clear image. So we need to get behind this. I'll tell you more about it when we come back. And then some of the latest horror stories just in the last few days with abortuaries. Oh, yeah, these babies are staying alive sometimes for days. And folks are digging them out of the trash cans. And thank God they're still living.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
is a man going round taking names.
Oh, yeah.
And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man
comes around.
This country's being judged right now. You can still repent.
The hairs on your arm will stand up.
All right, so Rick Perry deserves credit. He said, when someone has all the information, the right choice will be made, the choice for life. Perry said to the crowd of between 4,000 and 5,000, that means it was probably 50,000, at the steps of the Capitol. Since 1973, Roe v. Wade, Supreme Court decision, 50 million, 51 plus, 50 million children have lost their chances. That's a catastrophic number, twice the population of the entire state, said Perry. Yeah, most of them black or Hispanic. Perry also designated for quick approval in the state's legislative session, starting January 11th, a crackdown on sanctuary cities for legal immigrants, stronger property owners' rights, tighter voter identification requirements at the polls. I got to say, I like this whole agenda. I can't believe I'm here agreeing with Rick Perry, but he's really flip-flopped. But he's definitely had a Saul of Tarsus conversion on the road to Damascus, or he's getting prepared to run for president and getting his conservative bona fides in line. But as long as he doesn't sabotage this vote at the last and try to stop it, all I can say is, good. Get behind this big time. Now, this is the type of news that I see constantly and don't even cover here, because I don't like getting into it. It's painful to even think about, but we've got to talk about these things. Doctor allegedly killed babies with scissors, and even the New York Times is reporting on this. And it goes on to say the grand jury found that they would reportedly keep babies alive on shelves, and I've seen many other cases that are similar to this, and there's many famous cases where pro-lifers, in fact, we need to interview some of those survivors, they're now full grown, some of them, dig them out of trash cans in the medical waste bins. I mean, they don't even dismember them in the partial birth abortion. And see, legally, they say as long as the baby has been killed, they take scissors and poke a hole in the back of their head and suck their brains out. I'm sorry, that's how they kill a 8-month-old baby who could be adopted right there. That's how they do it. But if the baby comes all the way out of the womb, all the way out onto the bed, then they legally are supposed to adopt the baby and call the paramedics. It's a total oxymoron of you can kill the baby inside but not on the outside in that third trimester. And so what they do is they put them in cold buckets of water, they put them on shelves, and then when workers freak out by seeing the child dying, they finally have a pang of humanity. When there's people lined up around the block to adopt them, they call the police and these abortuary people go to jail. Well, why are they going to jail for doing something that is legal 2 seconds before? And so there's that report. Reportedly of the dead babies and the living babies and the rest of it. Here's another one. This is the New York Times. Squalid abortion clinic escaped state oversight. Well, they let them do whatever they want. And it was a squalid for years. State health officials missed some unsettling patterns at the three-story brick abortion clinic on Lancaster Avenue. It was always open late, way past the time the pizza place next door closed at midnight. The women who emerged from it, often poor blacks and Hispanics, appeared dazed and in pain and sometimes left in ambulances. The doctor who ran the clinic, Kermit Gosneal, had been sued 15 times for malpractice. Two women died under his care, and it just goes on. I'm not going to read what's in this article. It's too gruesome, but that's the type of stuff we've got here. Let's just stop the abortions, okay? Let's stop them. Let's stop them. Let's educate people and show them what's going on. It's not a right. It's murder, okay? It's murder, certainly in the third trimester. Who can disagree? Let's ban third trimester abortion.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.